This is Ozarks at Large. Sick of being stuck inside yet? Maybe try taking up a new outdoor activity. Even during the winter, more people than ever are trading house slippers for hiking shoes. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth takes a look at the state of outdoor recreation during COVID-19.
In the spring of 2020, Chalie Sims, the owner and manager of Pack Rat Outdoor Center in Fayetteville, says she'd never seen so many people kayaking.
Late spring, lots of rain, lots of water in the rivers. People were buying kayaks. We sold what we had, and there were no more to be had anywhere in the United States. And we saw that again with, you know, like hiking equipment, even some clothing items, footwear. You know, there was a lot of pressure, I guess, put on, you know, available inventory for outdoor gear.
And a lot of businesses that sell that gear have seen an increase in sales as more people look to get outside because of the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the Outdoor Industry Association. And Sims says she noticed more of her new customers weren't just interested in outdoor activity, but also in finding those opportunities closer to home.
April, certainly May, people are like, we're going outside. Nobody really had the opportunity or could really travel. So I think it was just a natural progression that people go play in their backyard. Because most people we'd see were doing things in years past, doing things locally. But a lot of people were buying gear to travel beyond, you know, Arkansas. I'm willing to bet a lot of people learned a lot about the state they live in, you know, this year or this past year.
And the outdoor recreation economy, that's everything from biking to RVs and gardening to hunting, has been steadily growing in the U.S. According to the Bureau for Economic Analysis, the market made up more than 2% of Arkansas's GDP in 2019. But in May, the U.S. Census Bureau ranked outdoor recreation as the second most impacted industry by COVID-19. And while the sector has seen a big boost from people wanting to get outside this past year, services that rely on travel and bringing groups of people together for excursions or guided tours are still struggling. Corey Burbage runs Ozark Adventure and Recreation based out of Huntsville, and he says most of his business is experience-based.
Everything we do is a face-to-face contact with people where we take them out and we guide them. And so with COVID, we didn't know how that was going to pan out because everything we do is talking to people and being with people about 90% of the time.
Burbage says the pandemic shut down operations in March, the beginning of his busiest season. But as restrictions lifted and his company put in more protocols to ensure patron safety, he saw a spike in sales by the summer.
We wanted to limit the amount of interaction with people, so we scaled back our events, but all the ones we had available sold out as soon as the restrictions were lifted. So people were ready to get out and get outdoors.
And Sims says Pack Rat's only event this past year was a virtual film festival, but the interest was still there. And Burbage says Ozark Adventure and Recreation is still selling out of its guided tours.
Coming into throughout the winter this year, we've been, you know, constantly selling out our events, and the ones we have planned for this spring, our two-day adventures, have completely sold out already too. So it's been nothing but picking up, and I think it's going to stay that way.
And all of this uptick in interest is causing stores to think a little bit more about preparing for the future. Burbage opened a storefront location in Huntsville in the summer, and like Sims, he also had a shortage of kayaks. But this year, he says he's ready.
We've made sure to contact the people that we are going to order all of our stuff from early on. That way we can make sure to get the product we need before any supply run out if we have any peak coming into this spring, COVID peaks. So we wanted to make sure we had covered our basis and we were prepared coming into 2021 because we got a lot of big plans with our Huntsville store and the kayak rentals coming out of there.
And Sims says she thinks the next step for capitalizing on the excitement for outdoor recreation is to give people more skills and knowledge.
We're always adding additional, you know, educational clinics because that's important to us to offer people a place to come for, you know, information, you know, education, so that people can go out and have fun, be safe, and understand, you know, what it means to be a good steward, you know, leave no trace, pick up your trash, you know, pack out everything that you take in with you, you know, things like that. I guess by having our educational clinics and just, you know, talking to people when they come in the store, letting people know they can come in and pick our brains about places to go so that we can, you know, hopefully match people to spaces and activities that they have an interest in. And so by promoting, you know, what we have here.
Long term, she suspects that interest will sustain itself and even grow in 2021.
You know, thousands and thousands of public lands, you know, acres of the Ozark National Forest. There's biking, there's paddling. I guess we're really not wanting at this point, to be honest. You know, I think a lot of people haven't even discovered a lot of stuff that we have here.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.